indeed, there are life supporting systems that will be affected by either global warming or the climate change itself. And if that happens, it means that humans are diminishing their security on Earth. And that is why we should be very much concerned. And in terms of development, it means that even the resources, especially the natural resources that we use in feeding our industries, could be limited at a point in time. That is why we need to be so much concerned and worried. And especially because the people who are going to be affected, mostly the poor, are the most vulnerable to the impacts of climate change adaptation, such as the floods and the extreme events that we experience, and also the drought that are around the corner.
Based on the explanations given, where should our focus be as developing countries, with Ghana as no exception?
Looking at the whole international debate, it looks like we are spending so much time on mitigation. I have always said that there is no way that we can mitigate without adapting at the same time, or vice versa. If you are pursuing adaptation projects somewhere along the line, you'll have to do mitigation, meaning that you somehow minimize the impact of climate change or emissions of the greenhouse gas emissions.
Are we winning the battle, Ghana?
For Ghana, I know that there have been so much talks, and the emphasis has been on advocacy and especially on mitigation rather than adaptation. I'm not suggesting that we shouldn't do any mitigation at all. The two should go hand in hand. But then, for a country like Ghana, and for the rest of the continent, especially developing countries, there are issues of deforestation, a land use change that we'll have to look at, our consumption, population growth. So we should be looking at all at a time, instead of trying to focus only on climate change, because the two do interact.
Coming to media reportage in this wise, what loopholes have you identified that think can be addressed?
Well, I think the media is trying to play its role in reporting the issues, but what we are saying is the media shouldn't become experts of the field. It's a field that you've got to study, you've got to learn. You don't learn it by just attending workshops or listening to the issues. So it's very, very important that the media somehow comes to terms with the fact that climate change is about science, and they need to interact with scientists, get well informed before they can produce the right contested issues when it comes to reportage on climate change. We are expecting the media to reveal the human-based impacts of climate change, and we are expecting more from the media to learn more about it so that they can report about the issues rather than only the political dimensions of climate change.